This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, June 23rd. God's word for you today is fast and pray. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 34, verse 28, and it says, Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights without eating bread or drinking water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. In today's scripture reference, we see what is called the Moses kind of fast. Moses did not eat food or drink water for 40 days and 40 nights. For this kind of fast, I will say, except the Lord shows up to you and tells you to do it, do not do it. Even when you think the Lord has told you to do it, please see your pastor so that you can be sure it is the Lord, and see a doctor. Moses had supernatural enablement to do what he did. Is it possible? Yes. The year God's Favorite House started, I can count the number of days I ate food. It was not planned. I just started fasting. And as I was doing my own fast, the church started 40 days fast. When the church was done with its own, I continued my own. So if anybody says fasting kills you, it is a lie, because some of us will not be here. Fasting does not kill you, but you need to do it with understanding so you can get the full benefit from it. There is a difference between a corporate fast and a personal fast. After fasting corporately for a period, you can decide with the Lord to extend yours with a Daniel kind of fast. That will be a personal fast. In a corporate fast, you have to maintain your ranks. In a corporate fast, you cannot decide what you want to do. You do what is agreed upon as a community. You cannot be doing a corporate fast and doing your own thing. You cannot do that. You are to align with the parameters laid out for the corporate fast. Make up your mind and God will empower you in Jesus' name. We need to realize that fasting has to do with prayer. In fact, the potency of prayer goes to a higher level when we fast. If you do not mix your fasting with prayer, at best you are dieting or on a weight loss program. But the spiritual value is bigger when you fast and pray. My spiritual father used to say, fasting without prayer is a hunger strike. It is prayer that gives potency to fasting. It is prayer that gives power, that releases the power of fasting. You need to spend time praying. Prayer is totally indispensable. We have to pray. John Wesley said, it seems that without God, man cannot, and without God, God will not. Our fasting must be coupled with prayer, and things will change in our favor in the name of Jesus. Fasting is totally necessary. Jesus said to us in Matthew 6 verse 16, and when you fast, note that Jesus did not say, if you fast. Jesus said, when you fast, meaning fasting is in your future. My grandmother would say, fast so that you will not have to fast, because whichever way, you will fast if you are a believer. The truth is, certain things will only shift when we fast and pray. That is just how it is. A young boy that was demon-possessed was brought to Jesus' disciples. They engaged the situation with prayer, but nothing happened. When Jesus showed up, the boy's father reported the situation to him. Afterward, Peter said, there is still something you are not telling us. Jesus, Matthew 17 verse 21 says, but this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Let us pray. Father, I fast and I will pray, and mountains will move in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.